Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, remembered by Ram Goldar, and here Maseches Chulin Daf Mem, the second parak Hashoyche. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs l'shem harim, for the sake of mountains, meaning worshipping the mountains, or for the sake of hills, seas, rivers, or deserts, the shechita is invalid. This implies that the shechita is merely psula, invalid, but not zivchei mesim, sacrifices of the dead, meaning asur b'hana as an idolatrous sacrifice. But this contradicts another brice, which states that if one shechs for the sake of mountains or others, or the sun or the moon, for stars or constellations, for the sake of Michael Sar HaGadol, or even l'shum shil shol katan, for the sake of a tiny worm, the animal is prohibited as zivchei mesim. Abai answered that in the Mishnah's case, he shechted lahar, for the sake of the mountain itself, which is a fixed entity and cannot become an object of idolatry. So sacrifices to it are not considered idolatrous sacrifices, although the worshipper incurs the death penalty. Still, the meat is forbidden in consumption mid the Rabban because it may be confused with idolatrous sacrifices. The Bryce's case is where he shechted l'gadol dahar, for the sake of the spirit of the mountain, which is a true object of idolatry, and the animal becomes fully asubah. Point number two, Rav Huna says that if someone else's animal was lying in front of an idol, kevin sheshachah ba'asim en echot, as soon as one cuts one pipe for avodah zarah, he prohibits the animal in any benefit as an idolatrous sacrifice. Although designating live animals for idolatrous sacrifices does not prohibit them, performing a physical act of avodah zarah does. Furthermore, Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yochanan, who said, even though they said that one who bows to his fellow's animal does not prohibit it, because one cannot prohibit another person's property, if he does an act of idolatry, he does prohibit it. Rashi adds that Rav Huna is teaching that even a minimal act is sufficient, and even cutting half a siman would prohibit it. The Gemara later relates that Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak disagree and say, "Ein adam osur davar she'eino shelo." A person cannot prohibit something that's not his, even through a complete act of shechita for avodah zarah. And point number three, Rav Huna is challenged from a braisa teaching that if one shechs a chatas on Shabbos b'chutz, outside the mikdash, for the sake of avodah zarah, he's chai for three chatos for these three transgressions. According to Rav Huna, that the animal becomes forbidden as soon as he cuts a single siman, he should not be chai for shechting karbanos b'chutz, because once the animal is forbidden in benefit, mechatech ba'afrahu, cutting the second siman, is the equivalent of merely cutting earth and not shechita. Even if we say the braisa is discussing a chatas a'of, which only requires cutting one siman, Rav Huna holds even a minimal act for idolatry prohibits it, so the initial cut will still prohibit it before most of the first siman is cut, and he should not be chayv for shechting b'chutz. Mar Zutra ultimately answers that the braisa's case is shayachatzi kanapogum, where half the trachea of the chatas a'of was already severed, and he added the slightest cut, thus completing the shechita. Deku b'hadi hadadi kasyan, whereby all of them, the shechita on Shabbos, the shechita b'chutz, and the shechita for idolatry, occurred simultaneously. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs l'shem harim, for the sake of mountains, meaning worshipping the mountains, or for the sake of hills, seas, rivers, or deserts, the shechita is invalid. This implies that the shechita is merely psula, invalid, but not zivchei mesim, sacrifices of the dead, meaning asur b'hana as an idolatrous sacrifice. But this contradicts another brice, which states that if one shechs for the sake of mountains or others, or the sun or the moon, for stars or constellations, for the sake of Michael Sar HaGadol, or even l'shum shil shol katan, for the sake of a tiny worm, the animal is prohibited as zivchei mesim. Abai answered that in the Mishnah's case, he shechted lahar, for the sake of the mountain itself, which is a fixed entity and cannot become an object of idolatry. So sacrifices to it are not considered idolatrous sacrifices, although the worshipper incurs the death penalty. Still, the meat is forbidden in consumption mid the Rabban because it may be confused with idolatrous sacrifices. The Bryce's case is where he shechted l'gadol dahar, for the sake of the spirit of the mountain, which is a true object of idolatry, and the animal becomes fully asubah. Point number two, Rav Huna says that if someone else's animal was lying in front of an idol, kevin sheshachah ba'asim en echot, as soon as one cuts one pipe for avodah zarah, he prohibits the animal in any benefit as an idolatrous sacrifice. Although designating live animals for idolatrous sacrifices does not prohibit them, performing a physical act of avodah zarah does. Furthermore, Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yochanan, who said, even though they said that one who bows to his fellow's animal does not prohibit it, because one cannot prohibit another person's property, if he does an act of idolatry, he does prohibit it. Rashi adds that Rav Huna is teaching that even a minimal act is sufficient, and even cutting half a siman would prohibit it. The Gemara later relates that Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak disagree and say, "Ein adam osur davar sheino shelo." A person cannot prohibit something that's not his, even through a complete act of shechita for avodah zarah. And point number three, Rav Huna is challenged from a braisa teaching that if one shechs a chatas on Shabbos b'chutz, outside the mikdash, for the sake of avodah zarah, he's chayav for three chatos for these three transgressions. According to Rav Huna, that the animal becomes forbidden as soon as he cuts a single siman, he should not be chayav for shechting karbanos b'chutz, because once the animal is forbidden in benefit, mechatech ba'afrahu, cutting the second siman is the equivalent of merely cutting earth and not shechita. Even if we say the braisa is discussing a chatas ha'of, which only requires cutting one siman, Rav Huna holds even a minimal act for idolatry prohibits it, so the initial cut will still prohibit it before most of the first siman is cut, and he should not be chayav for shechting b'chutz. Mar Zutra ultimately answers that the braisa's cases, shayachatzi kana pogum, where half the trachea of the chatas ha'of was already severed, and he added the slightest cut, thus completing the shechita, deku b'hadi hadadi ka'asyan, whereby all of them, the shechita on Shabbos, the shechita b'chutz, and the shechita for idolatry, occurred simultaneously. All right, so now we get our siman daf mem, and our standing siman relates to mayim, water, and we use a pool to make the siman more distinct. So here goes. At the mountain pool, where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain, l'shem harim, puzzling the shechita but not making the animal zivche meisim, and another man shechted even less than half a siman of a friend's sheep, lying in front of an idol, prohibiting it completely. Children tried to dive over an inflatable toy shaped like a man shechting a chatas ha'of on Shabbos b'chutz for the sake of a avodah zarah to win three chatos medals. Once again, slow motion. At the mountain pool. Pool. That must be run off. Mem. Mayim. At the mountain pool, where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain, l'shem harim, puzzling the shechita but not making the animal zivche meisim, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs l'shem harim for the sake of mountains, meaning worshipping the mountains, or for the sake of hills, seas, rivers, or deserts, the shechita is invalid. This implies that the shechita is merely pasula. It's invalid, but not zivche meisim. It's not sacrifices of the dead. Aser b'hana is an idolatrous sacrifice. Abai explains that he shechted lahar for the sake of the mountain itself, which is a fixed entity and cannot become an object of idolatry. So sacrifices to it are not considered idolatrous sacrifices, although the worshiper incurs the death penalty. So at the mountain pool, where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain, l'shem harim, puzzling the shechita but not making the animal zivche meisim, and another man shechted even less than half a siman of a friend's sheep lying in front of an idol, prohibiting it completely, which reminds us, Rav Huna says that if someone else's animal is lying in front of an idol, kevin sheshalcha bat siman echad, as soon as one cuts one pipe for avodah zarah, he prohibits the animal any hana as an idolatrous sacrifice. Although designating live animals for idolatrous sacrifices does not prohibit them, performing a physical act of idolatry does. So at the mountain pool, where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain l'shem harim, puzzling the shechita but not making the animal zivche meisim, and another man shechted even less than a half a siman of a friend's sheep lying in front of an idol, prohibiting it completely, children tried to dive over the inflatable toy shaped like a man shechting a chatas ha'of on Shabbos b'chutz for the sake of avodah zarah to win three chatos medals, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if one shechs a chatas on Shabbos b'chutz outside the Mikdash, for the sake of avodah zarah, he's chayev for three chatos for these three transgressions. Mar Zutra explains that the braisa's case is sheyachatzi kanu pagum, where half the trachea of the chatas ha'of was already severed, and he added the slightest cut, thus completing the shechita, whereby all of them, the shechita on Shabbos, the shechita b'chutz, and the shechita for avodah zarah, occurred simultaneously. So once again, at the mountain pool, where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain l'shem harim, puzzling the shechita but not making the animal zivche meisim, and another man shechted even less than half a siman of a friend's sheep lying in front of an idol, prohibiting it completely, children tried to dive over an inflatable toy shaped like a man shechting a chatas ha'of on Shabbos b'chutz for the sake of avodah zarah to win three chatos medals. All right, so now time for four ba'abach hazara. Daf lamed vav. So the siman daf lamed vav is lulav. So here goes. The lulav salesman. Lulav salesman. That must be one daf. Lamed vav. The lulav salesman trying to wipe off dumb shechita that spattered on the dates of his lulavim before the shechita was finished. So the dumb is a makshir. The dates. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes of dumb which was wiped away before shechita was completed is makshir. Rebbe holds, yeshna l'shechita metchilo v'atzof. Shechita is considered shechita from beginning to end. So the blood is considered dumb shechita and is makshir. Rabbi Chiya holds, Einu l'shechita el besof. Shechita is only considered shechita at the end. So blood which was wiped away beforehand is only dam makah, blood of a wound, and not makshir. So the lulav salesman trying to wipe off dumb shechita that's better on the dates of his lulavim before the shechita was finished, so the dumb is a makshir, the dates, had just sold the lulav to a kohen who used it for a chibas akosh demonstration with the dry part of a mincha that became a rishon or sheni, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asks, Sarit shel menachos, if a dry part of a mincha touches tuma, monim bo rishon or sheni, do we count it as a rishon or sheni or tuma to be matame others? Or is it only tummy itself, but cannot be matami others? Do we say that the chibas hakodesh renders it susceptible to tumah only for disqualifying the hekdesh itself, making it prohibited to eat, but not to count tumah of rishon and sheni? So the lulav salesman trying to wipe off dumb shechita that spattered on the dates of his lulavim before the shechita was finished, so the dumb is a makshir, the dates, had just sold a lulav to a kohen who used it for a chibas hakodesh demonstration with the dry part of a mincha that became a rishon or sheni. And Tad Chibas HaKodesh has learned from the Habasar, which comes to include Eitzim V'Lavona that become tummy like food, even though they're inedible. Which reminds us that we learned that the source for Chibas HaKodesh, Deraisa, is from the Drasha in the Pasuk, the Habasar, and the meat. While Rabbo's Eitzim V'Lavona, this is to include Eitzim and Lavona as susceptible to tumah. Since these items are inedible, it must be Chibas HaKodesh is makshir them, and they're considered like food regarding tumah. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simran Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The boys on the laser tag team, laser tag? That must be on Daf Lamed Zayin. The boys on the laser tag team were tasked with shooting a laser at the Mizukenis' leg, just as it jerked during Shechita, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a Mizukenis, an animal near death, Rav Mishnah Gamliel says, it's not permitted, ashet parkes biyad uberegel, unless it jerks a foreleg and hind leg, demonstrating its vitality. Eliezer says, Daim Zinka, it's sufficient if it spouted blood with force when it was shechted. Rabbi Shimon says that if one shechted a Mizukenis at night and the next morning found the walls of the cut neck full of blood, the shechita is valid, following Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. The Chachamim say the animal is not permitted unless it jerked a foreleg or hind leg, or unless it wags its tail. So the boys on the laser tag team were tasked with shooting a laser at the Mizukenis' leg just as it jerked during Shechita, as the screen displayed the word treifa showing that Mizukenis is permitted, which reminds us the Gemara seeks sources that Mizukenis is permitted. It brings the fact that the Torah specifically prohibited treifa, which implies that Mizukenis is permitted, for if Mizukenis, which is not missing any vital organ, is prohibited, obviously a treifa is also prohibited. So the boys on the laser tag team were tasked with shooting a laser at the Mizukenis' leg, just as it jerked during Shechita, as the screen displayed the word treifa showing that Mizukenis is permitted, even though the instructor would not eat from it due to his righteousness, which reminds us the Gemara brings an additional source permitting Mizukenis from a pasuk in which Yechezkel expresses his lifelong righteousness. Daf Lamed Ches. So the siman Daf Lamed Ches is a double lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the siman. So here goes. The shochet who attached a pot of chicken soup, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Ches. The shochet who attached a pot of chicken soup to the leg of the Mizukenis to help him determine if there's pirkas of the limb at the end of the shechita, which reminds us, the Gemara records three opinions regarding when the pirkas, the limb jerking, must take place to validate the shechita of a Mizukenis. Must it be during the shechita, at the end of the shechita, or at the beginning of the shechita? So the shochet who attached a pot of chicken soup to the leg of the Mizukenis to help him determine if there is pirkas of the limb at the end of the shechita, which attracted the hungry young calf who was born just as his mother died, disqualifying it as a carbon, which reminds us we learn that an animal whose mother dies as it's born is disqualified as a carbon. So the shochet who attached a pot of chicken soup to the leg of the Mizukenis to help him determine if there is a pirkas of the limb at the end of the shechita, which attracted the hungry young calf who was born just as its mother died, disqualifying it as a carbon, told the goy who said the shechita is for avodah zorah that only his thoughts count. Which reminds us, we discussed shechting on behalf of an idolater, and we learn hakol holech achra shochet. Everything is based on the shochet's kavana. Daf Lamites, so the Siman Daf Lamites is letters, and we often use a mailman in the Siman. So here goes. The mailman who uses letter, mailman, that must be on Daf Lamites. The mailman who uses letter opener to shecht an animal while thinking that he would do zrika in front of a avodah zorah on his mail route, which reminds us, Amraim discuss if one shechts an animal with intent, lizrok damo levodas kochavim, to throw its blood for avodah zorah, or to burn its fats for avodah zorah. Rabbi Yochanan says the animal is asu b'hana as an idolatrous sacrifice because mechashvim avoda l'avoda. One is able to have intent from one avoda to another avoda for avoda zora by deriving chutz mibifnim, outside sacrifices referring to idolatry, from inside sacrifices referring to kabbonis inside the mikdash, where a carbon shechted with the intent to perform zrika the next day immediately becomes pigel. Reish Lakish said the animal is permitted because he holds ein mechashvim avoda l'avoda and does not derive chutz from pnim. So the mailman uses letter opener to shack an animal while thinking that he would do Zrika in front of Avodah Zorah on his mail route. And the mailman uses letter opener to shack an animal and afterwards declared his intent to do Zrika in front of Avodah Zorah, which reminds us, a brisa teaches regarding one who shacked an animal, and afterwards he declared he intended to perform Zrika on his blood or burn fats for Avodah Zorah. Such an incident occurred in Kisri, and they didn't rule on the animal whether a permit or a prohibition. The question is whether his later idolatrous intent indicates that the original shechita was also for Avodah Zorah. So the mailman uses letter opener to shecht an animal while thinking that he would do Zrika in front of the Avodah Zorah on his mail route. And the mailman uses letter opener to shecht an animal and afterwards declared his intent to do Zrika in front of Avodah Zorah. Watch as their colleague delivered a letter gifting all of his friend's possessions through a third party to someone who waited a bit, then yelled that he doesn't accept it. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malkokas about one who later protests against receiving a gift. The Malkokas is where one transferred it to him through another person who acquired it on his behalf, and the recipient was initially silent and later protested. The Tanakhama holds his initial silence proves he wanted it. His eventual protest proves the intent of his initial silence. He never wanted it and was initially silent because he reasoned, as long as it didn't come into my hands, why should I protest? All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss shechting for the sake of a mountain versus for the sake of the spirit of the mountain? That's on Daf. Mem. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you mean that Yechezkel refrained from certain permitted foods? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Which stuff do you discuss shechting on behalf of an idolater? And then we learn, Hakol Holech Achra Shochet. Everything goes after the das of the Shochet. That's on Daf. Lamed Ches. Good. Number 4. Which daf do Makokas if Machashvin Mavoda Lavoda? That's on Daf. Lamed Tes. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have a Makokas regarding what the din is if one later protests against receiving a gift? That's on Daf. Number 6. Which daf does the Gemara seek the sources for permitting Musukenis? That's on Daf. Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn if one chopped off the head with one stroke by pressing with force against the neck, the shechita is possible because of the psul of drasa? That's on Daf. Lamed. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that an act of idolatry, even a minimal act of shechita, can prohibit someone else's animal? That's on Daf. Mem. Which daf do we discuss shechting kachim on Shabbos b'chutz for Avodah Zorah? That's on Daf. Mem. Which daf brings a source for Chibas HaKodesh d'Raisa? That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.